Dime Stories, September 2024. An Obscenity Explained by Matthew Christianshear. God, I hate IKEA. Easily assembled my ass, I muttered to myself as I sat on the carpet in front of a not quite finished decorative cabinet surrounded by a collection of Allen wrenches, screwdrivers, and a mallet for the more frustrating moments. The cabinet didn't look right, and dozens of the pieces didn't have homes. Then my wife came over and inspected my project. After a long look, she announced, in a I-want-to-be-helpful tone, "Hun, I think the cabinet's upside down." I scrutinized the project one more time. Damn, she's right. The thought of taking the cabinet apart and rebuilding it created a pulse of anger and frustration that began deep within my bowels and exploded like a geyser, sending a strange obscenity shooting out of my mouth. Fuck a duck! Dee was used to my cursing during my past attempts at being a handyman, but this was a bizarre bridge too far. She looked puzzled and disappointed. At first, I was embarrassed. Where did this biologically impossible curse come from? Do I have a deep-seated hate for Oregon State athletic teams? I had read a British research paper and discovered swearing reduces pain and lowers blood pressure. Or it could be a metaphor for my rejection of the traditional male role as a builder and the absurdity of a man with no fine motor skills trying to solve the puzzle sold to me by a nameless, faceless corporation like IKEA. Or maybe I was just tired, hungry, and frustrated. I had lunch and took a nap. Later that day, when I went back to battle with the IKEA beast, I found the cabinet perfectly assembled and sitting in its proper place, complete with books and tchotchkes. I was relieved the project was done and that I didn't have to deal with it. Since that day, the unwritten rule in our home has been Dad totes barges and lifts bales, but we leave the assembling to Mom.